The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Pastor's Podcast and the opportunity just to reflect at a level that we really trust will enrich and benefit the teaching of pastors and leaders in churches sharing the Word of God. I've had the privilege of sharing the Word of God from the age of 13, so that's over 60 years. And it's a great privilege and joy to preach about the Lord Jesus. I remember someone saying, well, you're so young. How is it that you had anything to say? And I said, well, I preach from the Bible. It wasn't just about my ideas and my thoughts. Of course, my experience, my understanding has grown and developed. Studying the Word of God has enriched my understanding to share, hopefully in more detail, than I ever have. But at the same time, it is important that we preach the Word. And I think it's always good to listen, perhaps, to any sermon that you've preached, and just to make sure that you have been faithful to the Word of God. Today we're going to talk about the need to preach the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. We know, again, thinking of 1 Corinthians, that there were people who were ceasing, it seems, to believe in the bodily resurrection of Jesus. And they were starting to share nonsense. And Paul says, if you don't preach Christ crucified and Christ risen from the dead, then your faith is miserable and you've got nothing of joy to share. But the resurrection of the dead, following the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, is something that can bring great hope and great comfort. Christ rose, we will rise. So with the same verse, 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 4, he was buried, he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. Now it's ever so important to recognize that Jesus was buried. The first thing to say about his burial is that it was almost, I think, unique that someone crucified would be given a proper burial, buried in a tomb. That's what happened to Jesus. Most would have been thrown into somewhat shallow graves, and you can imagine the effect of weather and all sorts of things, meaning that the body would probably be picked apart by crows, vultures, and so on. But Jesus was given a proper burial, placed within a tomb. And that was very much the provision of Almighty God. And it was a provision that was brought about by Pilate agreeing to the request of Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus. I still want to thank God with some puzzlement that Pilate allowed this. He could not, in all the crucifixions that he supervised, there would have been, I don't think there'd ever have been anyone coming and asking for the body, because the people crucified were generally considered to be thieves and criminals and murderers. Why should anybody care about what happened to them? So the significance of Jesus' burial is most powerful. It was because he was not going to stay dead for very long, and therefore for his body to be, as it were, protected in the shelter of a tomb was very, very important. But then the Bible tells us that on the third day he rose from the dead. And the stone was rolled away, and that meant that people could look into the tomb and they could see there was not a body there anymore. It is the power of God that raised Jesus from the dead. And he got out of that tomb. Now, whether the earthquake or supernatural powers removed the stone so that Jesus walked out, or whether he just walked through the stone, I don't know for sure. But what I know is that he was alive, he was risen, he's powerful, he lives and reigns forevermore. And we have confidence that our trust is in a Saviour who has smashed the power of death, defeated sin, defeated death, defeated the devil. He is alive forevermore. And therefore, we can have that peace that whenever our time comes to leave this life, that whether we're buried or whether we're cremated, that Jesus will raise us from the ashes, from the death that we have died, and we will live with him. Paul said, absent from the body, present with the Lord. I believe when someone dies, they are immediately in the presence of the Lord Jesus. But I also believe that a day will come when the dead will be raised and the tombs will open and the graves will open and all will stand before God. Unbelievers to face judgment, eternal separation from God, and believers to be taken into the kingdom of God. It's all because Jesus rose from the dead. He's alive today. Let's worship him this Easter time. Let's proclaim his victory and let people understand there is no other Saviour than Jesus. God bless you and thank you for listening.
If you would like to contact Richard, please visit our website at livinghopeministries.uk. Join us again next time for the Living Hope Pastors Podcast.